Why wasn't this attack at the kosher grocery store a surprise to you?
Because I think Islamists have been at war with Jews for decades. And this is certainly in France, this is not new. I mean, you have attacks going back many years against Jewish targets. 3 years ago, there was a, sorry, two years ago in Toulouse, obviously, there was a horrible attack on a Jewish school in which children were murdered. Several years before that, a young Jewish man was captured and tortured over the course of several weeks. And there's just too many events to mention, really, over the past 15, 20 years. So I hate to say this, but it really did not surprise me that something like this would have happened.
Yeah, I'm going to have my director throw up a full screen that shows a couple of other incidents that you didn't mention, just so people get the idea of this and the extent to which this is an issue. Why are the Jewish people in France facing these types of dangers, though? What's behind it?
I think it's Islamism, and I think it's very obvious. I think we have to be very clear in stating that. And actually, I have to correct you. In your last segment, you said that Hamas and Hezbollah had condemned these attacks. They condemned the attacks on Charlie Hebdo. They did not condemn the attack on the Jewish supermarket.
Yeah, that
which
is a
should
clarification.
Not be a surprise.
You are right.
Which is important to note because these organizations are constitutionally committed to the murder of Jewish people around the world, and they have been for many years. And so this is a problem within Islam. It's between the majority of Islamic people who are peaceful and want no war against Jews, but a significant and violent minority that does. And ultimately, this is going to have to be a battle within the Islamic faith.